say that their communities have to disappear. That has been the American policy, that the Indians were a vanishing race. Well, that's changed. They're rapidly increasing. They're increasing half again as fast as the rest of the population. And so they're not the vanishing race. And they have to learn to take care of their own problems, make their own decisions.
Well, Dr. Hetzel, what would you suggest that people right here in Philadelphia could do? Let's say that we are now convinced that there's a very bad situation for our original citizens, and goodness knows they are our original citizens. They are the first and maybe the only what might be called true Americans, or I use this word advisedly, 100% Americans. Mm-hmm. But let's say that they are, and we've kind of chiseled them and pushed them around and swindled them and done everything else to them. Now let's say that people say it's time to call a stop to this, and I'd like to give some help. What can anybody do to help out or learn more?
Well, that's the point, learn more. Have to get informed, and way to get informed is to join one of these Indian interest organizations, and of course I'm rooting for the Indian Rights Association. Membership in it is only $5 a year, and you get the publications and feel a part of what they're doing. You would maybe have some interesting opportunities in summer travels to, if you're better informed as to where these, who the people are and where they are, and where the interesting situations are with regarding Indians, maybe you would visit them as you travel across mm-hmm. the country. And by receiving the publications, to know what the situation is, you can express yourself as citizens, letters to the editor, or letting your congressmen and senators know that you think we ought to do the right thing, the moral thing, in regard with our relationships with Indians.
Where did people write 1505 Race, was that it?
That's correct, 1505 Race, Indian Rights Association. It's in the phone book, probably. It's maybe one of the few entries in the phone book under Indian, and that's perhaps enough to find out.
American Indian, not Indian Indian.
Yes. I'd like to say about this Indian Indian, I have a lot of interest in American efforts to help Indians from Asia uh-huh. and other people, but I just noticed one time that in Minnesota there were 1,600 Indians of college age, and there were 85 Indians in college. All but eight of those 85 were from India, Asia. Only eight American Indians in the universities and colleges of Minnesota when there were 1,600 Indians of college age in Minnesota.
Mm.
And all the rest of those 85 came from Asia. Now, something's really wrong there when Indians haven't been given the opportunity to aspire to and see the value of a college education. There are practically no professional people among Indians. Now, our other minority groups have people who can speak for them, and they can speak it in English. Very few of the Indians, only about half of the Indians can really speak English. Well, maybe that's of the older Indians. Mm-hmm. Only maybe half of the people my age or older can speak English at all well. I talked with many Indians many can't speak English and they have to go through an interpreter. And let me say that the Bureau of Indian Affairs doesn't bother to learn Indian languages. So we, our Army learns all the foreign languages in dealing with people abroad, but the Bureau never has bothered to do that.
That's what you call ugly Americans at home.
I'm afraid so.
Well, I sincerely hope, Dr. Hetzel, that people who are interested in what you've had to say tonight will get in touch with the organization, the Indian Rights Association. The address given is 1505 Race Street in Philadelphia. If you'd like more information about this organization, you can write and you'll be given information. If you'd like to join it, as Dr. Hetzel suggested, maybe it's better you should learn more about it first. In any case, for information, write to 1505 Race Street, Philadelphia.
Thank you,
Doctor,
very much.
I know that there's a lady with you tonight. I don't know whether she's Mrs. Hetzel, but anyway,
yes.
Mrs. Hetzel, I never assume these things, you know. Anyway, let me give you a nice little gift for Mrs. Hetzel. Here's a mink orchid from Becker and Burns. This is a trimmed and genuine white mink. And for yourself, and let me have something nice here for you, a little bottle of fine men's cologne called Moustache from Paris. This is from the Al Berman store.
Mm-hmm. I can use it, although I have no moustache.
Well, that makes two of us, but I use it and it smells real good. And a great pleasure to have you. I sincerely hope we've done something constructive. We try where we can to give our audience as much information about what's happening as we can get ourselves. And I think in this instance, this conversation about Indian rights in this country was long overdue, and I thank you for coming. A pleasure to have you.
Been a pleasure.
Dr. Theodore Hetzel, ladies and gentlemen, Haverford College. We'll talk...